Tuesday night, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
If you have a fruit, you take a vegetable, like a potato, and you have mashed potato, what bracha do you make on mashed potato? Do you make adam or you make adam, right? Because when you cook a potato and you have a mashed potato, it's very similar. That means although you change the structure of the potato, you mash it, but the word texture means that the texture is the same, meaning it was a bit hard, and now when you mash it, it's still a bit hard. Where you destroy the structure, but you also destroy the texture. Let's say you make it runny. Let the mashal apple. You take some apples, and not only do you crush it and destroy the structure, you also liquidize it. You change it into a liquid. That means not only are you mashed potato. It's not runny. It's the same texture if you have a cooked potato as if you have a mashed potato, right? It's the same texture. The texture changes when not only do you mash it, but you mince it as well and change it into a liquid, like you do to a compote. Compote, you're taking an apple, and besides sort of destroying the structure, the texture also changes because now it's a runny substance. That's a very big understanding what goes on here. You know, when you take a sugar cube and you smash it and you crumble it, you've destroyed the structure. The texture is exactly the same. When you change the texture as well, Mishabura's Masbi is very clearly, when you change the texture as well, that's when you make it completely different. Moshe the Pesach, this is a chiddush to it. It was a chiddush to me. If you take a banana, some people like banana, mashed banana, abanishta mashed banana. They mash it for literally 3 minutes on the clock. They go, make sure it's properly run. The Pesach wants to say, you make shahakol. Have you ever heard this? Because we always thought that mashed banana is adama, and most times it is, let me tell you. Because most times you can't get it, the whole thing mashed. And in order for it to be downgraded for shahakol, everything has to be mashed properly. So if you have a machine, nowadays everyone's got machines for everything. So if you take this banana and zoom it properly, a smoothie becomes shahakol, because not only did he destroy the structure, but the texture. It's not anymore thick, hasn't got a thickness anymore. It's now runny. If it's now runny, that's what downgrades. You go to, here in this country, I don't know, they don't really have these smoothies, but if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Geula, not Geula, you go to Shamgar, and you go, everyone's walking around one of these things. Yeah, so the smoothie, what's trying to make a shahakol? Because they've wrecked not only the structure, but also the texture as well, is turned into a runny paste. Those are the two things that you've got to make sure that you do in order to downgrade it. So, we're going to get to this. I'll show exactly where we're heading. Listen to this. So now, let me ask you about popcorn. This is an interesting point that the place you want to say, that you don't change the structure of it. It's not as if you've hammered it. You haven't crushed it at all. Therefore, the place you want to say, it keeps its brocha. It's got a bo priadoma, so popcorn will taka be bo priadoma without any problem. Crisps. Listen to this. What bracha do you make? You go to the shop and you buy kolak crisps, any crisps. What bracha do you make in crisps? Obviously, nah. Usually you make adama. Why do you make adama? Because the structure is exactly the same. You haven't crushed the potato. You've cut it into slices. Think about it. When you take compote, when you take a potato and you mash it, you've destroyed the structure. The structure had a structure to it, and you destroyed it. The crisps, each crisp, has not been tampered with at all. It's been sliced. If you take a slice of a potato, cooked potato, you make an adama. It's exactly the same with a crisp, but you've changed the texture. The texture is now crispy instead of what it was before, like mushy, like a potato. So you've changed, this is the reverse. You've changed the texture, very different in taste, right, and different and crunchy, but the structure stays the same. That's why you keep the brocha boire peri ha'adoma. You go to the shop, you bait, make a brocha boire peri ha'adoma. But when it comes to Pringles, we're not going to be done on the action now. When we're talking about the Pringles, Do you know how they make it? How do they make it exact? What's Platinum Crisps? You open up a crap pack of crisps, and no two are the similar, because they are made from slices. They're chopped out from the real potato, and they're not. The potato was never actually zhummed properly. When it comes to Pringles, they take potatoes and they zhum and they make literally powder out of it. You can even make it from potato flour. So they're constructing things from completely broken down potatoes, where they've not only changed the mixture, the texture, but also the structure is gone. The structure of the potato is gone. Whereas when it comes to crisps, the structure's there. So you've got to make sure that both of them are gone. So if you take apples and you make it into compote and you've destroyed cider structure and the texture, both of them change. That's why we understand you make a shahakal. Other than that, it's going to keep the brocha. Thank you. There's an exception. This is the exception coming on. The exception is, even if you go ahead and you change everything, you do a complete shin Hashem, sign the structure and the texture. But if the type of vegetable or fruit was made and typically planted for the purpose of doing a certain process, then it will retain its brocha ha'adama ha'ayit. It won't get downgraded to shakal. Let me give you a case, and this is the case. We talk about your case, the case before crunchy, what was the peanut butter. Peanut butter, if you have peanut butter, which has a little bit of bits in, that's always going to be the crunchy style, that's always going to keep the brocha because of those bits. Will always be hardoma. But if you have the smooth one, this is the nafkimina. If you have the smooth crunchy, if you have the smooth peanut butter, then you would have thought you've changed everything, the cider structure and cider the texture, but it still keeps the brocha boire peri hardoma. Why is that? Because since the industry of peanut butter is huge, and a lot of the peanuts are planted just so that they end up going to a factory that makes these peanut butter. Therefore, the post can say it keeps the brocha of Boyer Pri Adam. As we say, if you look in the website. If you eat it with a spoon, it's interesting, listen to this. If you look on the websites in America, you'll see that the peanut butter, right, the smooth peanut butter, they'll tell you to still make a Boyer Pri Adam. Because the industry is huge, the peanuts, they have fields of the peanuts which are made specifically for the peanut butter. Therefore, even if you get rid of the structure and the texture, it still retains its brocha.
So you got that.
Sorry?
The orange is made to make drinks.
Right, so even if it's completely broken down, I feel like you'll keep its brocha, yes.
Well, if I plant an orange tree to make orange juice, then it pays.
The drinking is a bit different. Well, we're going to have to deal with the orange juice. Has got its own shtickle. It's got a vegetable juice. It's got a whole different story. jam also includes it. I want to get my bearings here. Hang on a second. Let's go now. I've got all day here. Let's have a look. So again, in order to downgrade Boyer Pri Hadomo, you've got to get rid of side the structure and the texture. And the exception to the rule is, if the industry is so big that so much of it is made for that, for it to be eaten when it's smooth, a smooth peanut butter, then it will still keep the brocha of Boyer Pri Adam. And therefore, if you go on the website in America, you will see that peanut butter, even the smooth style, where it's got rid of everything, afilahoki, the brocha, stays for Adama, because there's a concept in Aloha, the noti adata the hochi. If, when they planted it, they planted it with intention, with knowing that it's going to go to an industry that makes such a huge production of smooth peanut butter, it keeps the brocha, it stays choshev. It's only if it's not the norm that you crushed it, but if it's the norm that you crushed it, that's going to keep the brocha. And there comes the bomba kasha, which Shlomo Zalman says, I don't have a teretz for, and he doesn't understand what's pshat, that when you have a chocolate, have you ever seen these chocolate, ever anyone had chocolate? You've had chocolate, right? What brocha would you make on the chocolate? Normal Torino chocolate. Shahakal, right? Everyone makes shahakal on this. Halo Dover, Dan Kras is one of the earliest ones to pick up on this. And he's got a gun to travel. Why in the world should it be shahakal? We just said that even if you take cocoa beans, you take what you like, and you crush it, and you destroy the structure and the texture, and it's a whole different thing. If it's made out of data the hockey, that the industry is huge, and we all know the industry in chocolate is absolutely huge. Right, so the shayla is, why should it not be hoit? And Taka,
some place from said that the Ikadin should be
height. He brings in the Bakoya Brocha Dan Kraus brings Revelyashov that says it should be height. Abba Lamaisa, the Minigolim, obviously is the Miksha Hakel.
But Halo Dabba, we need the explanation.
Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oibach, after bringing the Siva, after bringing this concept in Halacha, that Noti Adata Dahochi, he says, Ma'olam Tamati, he's got such a stark Loshan. He says, listen to Azai Loshan, but Indian chocolate, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he knew what chocolate is. I don't know if he tasted it, but he knew what it was. Shenog Levorech Shahakel, Nosati Venosati, I discussed this topic in Gedoyle Torah. Okay, what he called Gedoyle Torah must be quite big. He says, if they are, since the Derech HaChilosam Rak HaLidei Kitush Verisuk, the way you eat the cocoa beans is by smashing it and crushing it, therefore it should retain the bracha because there's a concept of Noti Adat Dahochi. It was planted for the purpose of our having chocolate. He says even more of a pele because that's the Shulchan Aruch always keeps the bracha. He hasn't got much of a terror. Rifat told me that for 40 years, he said for 40 years he had this kasha. He didn't really have a pshat. The Maiske, the Hans Gareid, give it an explanation. And this explanation explains many other items as well. Don't forget, in this day and age, there's many different types of productions and we have to understand what the brachas are. The yesoid is, there's one yesoid. Yes, if you plant it adat dahochi that is going to be used for this item, then even if you crush it and get rid of it, afila hochi, it would keep the bracha of bayir pri adama or bayir pri ha'etz. But if you now made a new creation out of the crushed item that you did, you take cocoa and you now crushed it all. But after that, you now formed a new creation and you made a new compound called the chocolate, you created something new, that you haven't got on the code, that you'll still keep the bracha. Yes, it'll keep the bracha if you take something and you crush it and you mush it and everything. Mush smooth peanut butter. We can understand that smooth peanut butter should still retain the bracha of Bayre Pri Adam. We understand. Look in the American website. They'll tell you to make Bayre Pri Adam. If you stack a spoon into the smooth peanut butter, you still keep the bracha. But if now you take the peanut butter, smooth it, and then you make a new compound out of it, you make like a chocolate, a new concoction, a new whatever word you want to use, make something, a new form out of it, that hasn't got the koyach to make a, that's not good, that, then already that's a bit too far, then you're going to change it to a shahakal. And let me just throw in, before the other examples, now we understand why, exactly, you'll see, if you have the soya schnitzel, you know you have parva schnitzel that you buy from the shops. Parav a schnitzel, that's parav, and it comes from soya. Where's the parav schnitzel come from? What's it made from? It's made from soya beans, which are adoma. Why are you making shahakal? Right, so you're going to tell me no, because you minced it and you crushed it. It doesn't make a difference. If it's made, if the production's so big that it can often be used for that, then it still keeps the bracha, like peanut butter does. No, because you made something new. You made a new form. You made a creation. You've created something new. Therefore, the basics say it doesn't go that far. That's what we understand. All the power of sausages that you make shakel. So peanut butter is not called new. That's a good point because you haven't. It's just by default. It's all in a jar. It's all in a jar. It's not really like made something new. I hear your hesitation, but the maisa. You haven't really created something new. It's not like a bar of chocolate, you created a bar of chocolate. We also understand chalva. Do you know chalva? Do you know you buy chalva in the shop? What brought you to make a chalva? Why do you make a shakel? Why? I don't understand. Do you know where it comes from? It comes from sesame seeds. Look at basically all sesame seeds. So what do you make a shakel of? Yeah? So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, because you crushed it and you minced it. It doesn't make a difference. I thought if not a diet of the hawk, it doesn't help. It does help because if you're making a new compound, then it gets down, then it finally gets downgraded to shahakal.
Chocolate based on shahakal, they should make it easier on chocolate spread. They haven't been into a new brie, it's more just chocolate.
You've got a fair point. When you get to chocolate, he's got a fair point. When it comes to chocolate bread, chocolate, the spread itself, that actually, yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. I'm absolutely okay.
And what? No,
Rishi Shtemel's got sugar on that one. That if you add other sugars, let me just throw in, that won't make a difference. Let me just throw in one final thing. Kugel. Right? If you have kugel and latkes that you can see, most of the kugels and latkes that we have in the shops, we can see the strands of pieces of potatoes, so we understand what you make for adama. Have you ever had a kugel or a latke that's made from, you can't really see any mamoshes of potatoes, it's basically like a mush. It's been made by really grounded potatoes, or maybe even flour, potato flour. What would you say the aloch is there? There, the Poskim want to say, there, we understand, it's shahakal. Because although not our data, the hochi still keeps the brocha, but if you made a new type, you made a lalaka, all these points we understand, if you make something new, a chocolate, you make a new like a sausage, a pair of sausage, or a pair of schnitzel, or you're making something new, chalva, right? Chalva, you've made something new out of it. So it is one thing if you crush it and mince it and everything, it will keep the brocha like peanut butter. But if you're making something new out of it, then it will technically go down to shahakel. That's why chocolate is shahakel, that's why chalva is shahakel, pair of schnitzel, sausage is shahakel. Obviously, we have to leave it there. Go ahead.